Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Bluegrass Stockyards of Albany is now up and running with 60,000 square feet and a capacity of 2,000 head of cattle. Chief Operations Officer for the parent Bluegrass Livestock Marketing Group, Jim Akers.
Well, it's actually a new facility. There hasn't been a livestock market in Albany for close to 20 years. There was a market in the neighboring town of Monticello, and it actually burned last year. So I guess you could say we've kind of replaced that Monticello market.
Grand opening was May 23rd, and he says things are going well, that the facility has filled a void for sure in a region that needed it.
Big cow-calf country. If you look at the distribution of the population of cows in Kentucky, boy, it's just huge down in that country. Mostly cows and calves, not a lot of backgrounding, but big cow-calf country.
Akers says the facility will be open to receive cattle 24/7. The office will be staffed 6 days a week with sales twice a week.
Wednesday will be centered around more of a traditional feeder calf market, although we'll sell all classes of cattle. Saturdays, of course, in that part of the country, we think a Saturday sale for convenience of the customers and lots of reasons will be really, really good. A lot of part-time farmers.
Akers says reaction to the state-of-the-art facility has been phenomenal. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Back with Jim Akers, COO of Bluegrass Livestock Marketing Group, which owns the just-opened Albany Market and six others in Kentucky. He says this was a business opportunity with the usual risk, but with plenty of potential, and he had some interesting things to say about the reception they got.
Some of the owners and myself were talking last night. I've never entered into a community that was more welcoming of a business than the experience that we've had down there. It's just unbelievable at the reception and the appreciation for a business of our size to come into a community like that. It's heartwarming, overwhelming. The ability to get the business up and running, the level of cooperation of local government has just been unprecedented.
Another positive, the widening of Highway 127 leading to significant sales out of northern Tennessee.
We can service a much larger geographic area now than we could have, say, 5 or 10 years ago when those infrastructure improvements hadn't started. So that place is going to service a really big geographic area.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.